legal services, financial services, accounting and auditing, medical services, and other services as determined by the minister. The amendment also proposes that a range of exemptions under the Office of the Minister of Finance will not be subject to the procurement regulator's scrutiny. Madam President, these amendments change the raison d'etre of the public of procurement legislation. Such fundamental amendments, which include a range of exclusions and vesting in a government minister, is extraordinary and should require more than just a simple majority decision.